seems to be a very happy record.
Huh?
It seems to be a very happy record.
The Robert Johnson?
No, your one.
My record?
Yeah.
Oh, Love and Theft.
Still.
Exactly.
Not on the music, it seems like good time music from...
Good time music?
Well, three or four tunes are more or less like swing.
Well...
But the lyrics are very hard. It's rough, I think.
Yeah. Producers, you know, when you're working with a producer, they can take you this way or that way on a particular song if you're not determined that it should go a certain way. In many cases, a lot of my records have been compromised in that way.
Which one would you sing?
Most of them. When we play live, you know, on the stage, people would say, oh, the song doesn't sound like it did on the record, or doesn't go that particular way. Well, of course not, you know, because that way was never the way it should be really perceived anyway.
So is this the first Real Dylan record then without any...
Excuse me?
Is this the first Real Dylan record then without any...
Oh, no. I've produced... I mean, I wouldn't call myself a record producer, but if you have a singular vision, there's nothing really a producer can do to help you.
Came out like you wanted it.
Huh?
So is it the third time it came out on record like you wanted it to sound?
Well, I don't know about the audio part of it, but as far as all the arrangements go, yeah.
Did you catch the songs at a certain point in their history, and do the arrangements still vary and evolve? And does this record document a certain moment in these songs and their lifetime?
No. These songs really weren't written when we recorded them. They were written earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the idea in my mind for months and months before everything was pretty set.
I notice your voice sounds much darker than in the last record, for example.
Excuse me?
Your voice sounds much darker and blacker than the last.
Well, record. If in my case, I've never been recorded that properly. Excuse me?
What was wrong?
Well, usually when it comes to me, whoever is operating the controls is just thinking, well, this is a Bob Dylan record, this is a Bob Dylan song. So they're not really thinking about what I particularly sound like, and one person who was working with me earlier on did a whole entire record with me, and then realized that he used the wrong mics on me, and for a variety of reasons. A great one would be that my vocal range would fall into the exact line of another instrument that would be playing on every song, and you know, so there's a presence tug of war there.
But do you think it's hard to record your voice?
I don't think so, and I really don't. And on this particular record, we had a young guy who understood how to do it. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody really has got understood how to record me, which is no fault of theirs, really. And on the last, record we put out, my vocal track was tricked up, you know, with effects and, you know, that put on after, and to make it sound like I actually did sound.
Would you say that?
Well, you know, they take highs and they take lows off, and my particular vocal range just goes, it subverts the system. And it always has, actually.
Producers,
I don't know why.
That are working for you are also kind of prisoners of the Bob Dylan myth.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. I find that to be an unbearable problem when sometimes people, you know, you can feel they're uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's a very set standard of recording preconceptions about what voices should sound like?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Your voice and Leonard Cohen's voice and Lou Reed's voice are not the way voices should be.
Well, I don't know about Lou's and Leonard's, but I think Leonard's would have be a little bit more understandable to somebody because of where his vocal range is, like, you know, so down, so that you can only do so much with it anyway. Lou sort of talks and sings at the same time. And you know, I don't really think that would present a problem for anybody who's recording.
But it's not what you would consider normally a good singer, a crooner, or something like that. The three of you.
Well, I really don't know. But I've said it before that the best way to record me or even deal with what I do is a more antiquated system. I would better serve by that system where, you know, rather than stereo mono, you know, whether, you know, it's analog or stereophonic or whatever. I'm served the simpler way better.